Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Richard Lloyd, who is CEO of Monexia, which runs the NR private market platform. Is that right, Richard?
Absolutely. Well done, Zach.
Yes, I'm not going to repeat that at the end, so you'll have to remember that and look after that. Right, today we've been sponsored by a well-known shaving brand, because I think we're both shaved specially for this occasion, so that's something to note down. But at the moment, the stock market looking quite perky despite the horrible pandemic backdrop, and a lot of activity going on at NR private market as well, and some decent names. I've actually today I interviewed Cornish Metals, which was a very interesting company to interview, a very hot area at the moment. But what else is going on as far in your world, Richard?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of activity, as you say. I think the unfortunate situation with the COVID pandemic has broadened people's horizons on how they're going to raise money and what sort of vehicles they're using to invest, or the analysis they're using to invest. Indeed, you've probably seen that with ShareTalk. We've certainly seen it through the platform as well. So it's sort of kicked people into the new age in terms of gone off telephones and onto webinars and chat rooms and all the rest of it, and disruptive financing such as platform based.
And any particular sectors? I mean, there's so many. You've got so many people, so many companies on your market stall at the moment. I've actually forgotten which one they are. But Cornish Metals is one of them. But you've got Altona, which I think I've interviewed previously as well. And so, what's going on there? People are looking at NR private market and saying, "Well, I like this. I'll put X amount in this one, Y in that one." How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, our investors, as I've said before, have to sign up and be sophisticated or high net worth. We're not, due to our regulation, we're not allowed to do restricted retail, which is more the sort of general crowdfunding. There's a space for that as well. So the Cornish Metals deal is an IPO onto the AIM listing. You just chatted through with Richard, I understand. So, you know, we're doing that alongside Hannam Partners and SP Angel. They're doing the institutional, and we're doing a separate raise parallel to that for the private investor. I would say both sort of sophisticated and high net worth, and outside of US and Canada for obvious reasons. Yeah, Altona reached their funding target. They had a lot of interest from Europe. So we reopened that. That one closes this evening. And we're looking at a lot of fintech and green tech deals. There's also a lot of interest out there from pharma and esports and all the rest of it. We're learning to walk quickly before we can run. So the fintech and the green tech is a nice overlap with the mining sector.
And you had Hi recently as well, which I interviewed that company. I'd be rather busy, actually, I have to say. In terms of Cornish Metals is the next one. Do you have a sort of a favorite at the moment, or how does that work?
Well, we like the clean, so the whole focus now, I mean, you wind the clock back to the 1700s, it was tin and it was copper, and they were huge, you know, it was the world's leading exporter of both. But now with battery technology, et cetera, and you've got Jeremy there with Cornish Lithium, it's all to do with the clean tech and, you know, new vehicles, et cetera. So that's seen the resurgence in the tin price and lithium as well, and, you know, everything surrounding it. Cornish's focus is going to be United Downs rather than, as they initially went out to do, to dewater South Crofty. I think getting United Downs going and then tackling the larger project is a much more sensible way of going about it.
Well, and just finally, you're a fintech platform yourself, and our private market fintech platform. That normally is a code word for being disruptive. Who are you disrupting, and how do they feel about it?
I think it's giving the investor access. The brokers we're working on, certainly Hannam Partners and SP Angel, are welcoming us with open arms, which is great. It's very encouraging. It's taken us a while to get here, but they see it as very complementary, especially in a deal such as Cornish Metals. Some brokers and some areas say, we're not too sure about this, da-di-da-di-da. Maybe, you know, some brokers or some outfits are a little bit more threatened by the disruptive nature of the financing.
But presumably in this current market, I suppose there's been a boom almost since March, April, since the lockdown started. you've got all that liquidity in there, and it's almost, you know, the more capacity, the better. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, you know, we're doing our own small raise at the moment as well at the Monexia level to expand our footprint and the sort of user experience, the IT, the speed of everything, and obviously trying to venture into more green tech and fintech deals, because those are very popular. As you say, the high deal was our first £1 million deal, which is pretty good going after 18 months of trading. So we're pretty pleased about that.
Okay, on that note, Richard Lloyd, CEO of Monexia, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Take care.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.